Oh, that's not doing work, yay! Looking's not working.
Well, working, if you can possibly do it, should be fun. I don't know that you're working. Shouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I'm concentrating. Look what I've got.
Yes. Oh, what I thought we did, Thomas, we've got, I wrote down quite a lot of cake decoration books. I'm sure we'll have a look through them. And then on your drawing board, I thought we could draw some cakes. I'm just pouring myself a cup.
I know what, it could be special land in the cart lands, and it could be raining cakes.
Raining cakes? It's certainly raining all right. It's not raining cakes, it's raining actually.
Mm, it's so good.
So good.
Oh, you know what's playing up again?
I think I do.
It's the orange light. Where is it every time?
Start from again.
We're a bit shaggy with it, aren't we?
Yep. It's how much wedding cakes you can have.
I'll go just sort of tighten this up and then I'll go to sit with you and have a look at this here. We've got quite
Yum.
A box. Oh yes. Is that a teddy bear cake?
Yeah, lovely. Let's choose this one. Shows you nothing. Look, Mum, you know it's flowers here.
Well, I can't sit just a minute.
Well, there you go, there's flowers here.
Well, describe.
There's flowers.
And a cake?
Yep. Well, those on the back of it. I'll show you in a minute.
Right.
Well, have you seen flowers?
Let me check if this is working, then I'll come sit with you again. It's not. Now this one's not working. We've problems with both of them, haven't we?
Are there flowers here, Mum?
Yes. Oh yes, it's a picture of a cake that looks like a basket of flowers.
But you know on the back? What's on the back?
It's on the back. Oh, a little digger or tractor or something, is it?
Yeah, tractor. Yum, yum. Strawberries! Not sure you did nothing.
Did you just say something to me, Tom?
Yeah. Hello. Good. What are all these doing?
Just talk to me then, Tom, please.
What are these doing?
What?
What are these doing?
What are these? Oh, is this a picture of your shoes?
Yes. Mum, are they yours?
Oh. Right, so I'm just going to
stop. This shows you blah, blah.
Blah, blah. I'm just going to stop this a minute. I'll just rewind and see if this is actually tape because I don't think it is.
I can hear sneezing,
that must be perfect.
Good. You know this cake? Can I show you what's inside it?
Mm-hmm.
That cake. Yes. Show you what's in it. Wait for it.
What's in it?
Lovely Cadbury's.
Cadbury's. Chocolate.
What's that?
That sounds like a pussycat to me.
Have you seen what it says? Have you seen what that says?
No.
You heard?
Cerberus, yes.
We heard that blah blah cat.
Right, could you just move on to that other chair, please, Tom?
Whoa. This is my edge.
Right, is it still because I've got that hot cup of tea now?
Oh, look, through all of them.
Right, now what you probably don't know, Thomas,
mm-hmm.
is your mummy was a student in Birmingham.
No.
Who lives in Birmingham?
Brum, Brum.
Brum the car, Brum the little yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what else is in Birmingham?
No.
The factory that makes Cadbury's chocolate.
Oh.
And actually, there is a theme park there. We'll have to go one day. And when Mummy was a student, one of the things that we did, Cadbury's were launching a cookery book. They'd already had one cookery book, which is this one. Look, Cadbury's chocolate cookbook. And that lady, Patricia Dunbar, is somebody that Mummy used to know, used to work with. So that's that lady. And what they did, they brought out lots of recipes to make all these things that you see in this book. And guess what the main ingredient is?
What?
Chocolate. So after they brought this book out and it sold a lot of copies, they decided they would bring another cookery book out. They probably brought out loads since. And they brought this one, Cadbury's Novelty Cookbook. And this one is signed by the lady who wrote it for me. And what happened, I was part of a team. Look at all those things that you can buy, chocolate, Cadbury's things.
Cadbury's? Even Cadbury's soup?
No, it's not Cadbury's soup, it's Cadbury's drinking chocolate. It's Cadbury fingers. Thomas, mind the tea, where's it down? Sit down, I know I was going to fall. Cadbury's finger biscuits, what are those?
Eggs.
Cream eggs.
What are those?
Cadbury's animals. Now bearing in mind this book came out about 20 years ago. So some of the packaging has changed. Oh, that's just a pot of utensils. Look, there's a whisk and scissors and a skewer. Chocolate cake, that says Cadbury's animals. The biscuits, Thomas, covered in chocolate. Bournvita. It says the good night drink, that's like cocoa. Then you've got dark chocolate, milk chocolate, drinking chocolate spread cake, cocoa chocolate, chocolate buttons.
Oh, chocolate mouse.
Chocolate mouse, oh yeah, that's just the picture on the packet of the buttons. Got little eggs, look, mini eggs.
Hello.
Chocolate buns. And what's that? Do you know what the type of chocolate that is?
No.
It's a flake.
Swiss roll.
A Swiss roll, yes. Swiss roll. That's a flake. You know you buy those ice creams that have a flake in them?
No,
chocolate finger biscuits. And they brought out this book and I was in part of a team of people that had to make the recipes in this book. And then we had, there was a huge place in Birmingham that Mummy and Daddy went to a little while ago and we went to the Good Food Show. This is going back many years, and all the cakes we made were on display. And the one that's in the book that Mummy made
I found something that you might want, that you've been on before. Let me tell
me
if you see it.
No. Have an army tank, yes.
No, you're not being on an army tank.
Oh, I've not been on it, no.
You've been on something that you've just been on.
A space rocket. It's a space rocket made of flakes.
Yeah.
Can I just show you the calculator?
No, I need to show you that.
Oh, it's a calculator. That's good, isn't it? It's a calculator cake. It's a cake that's covered in chocolate icing. And then what are they used to make the buttons on the calculator? Yeah, but what are those?
Numbers.
Pardon?
Numbers.
No, but what are those?
Dots.
No.
Chocolate
buttons. They've put chocolate buttons all on top of the cake and on each one they've piped icing. It's an off, on, percentage sign, an add up sign, a take away sign and then numbers. Make it look like a calculator. Haven't they? Right, this cake is an Easter cake, an Easter celebration cake, look. And that's the cake Mummy made for the photograph. Can you see it?
Oh.
The chicks on.
Well, look at that.
Oh, yes. So this is a very exciting book because everything's made with chocolatey things.
I want to keep having looks.
Yeah, you can look. And you see this one, this cake, I made that for my nephew Tim when he was a little boy. And that's a big square, well, it's not square, it's an oblong cake. And it's got chocolate icing on it.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven candles. And this is coconut that you put green food colouring in, and then there's a little toy tractor and a plough. And it looks as if the tractor is ploughing the field, and the bit he hasn't ploughed is this green bit. And what do they use to make the fence around the field?
Chocolate buns.
Chocolate finger biscuits.
No.
And what are they stuck on top of the cake?
A scarecrow.
And candles. And the bunny rabbit, yes, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to look. I want me on the wall.
That looks like a nice castle, doesn't it?
Yum. Yum. Chocolate mushrooms.
Chocolate mushroom cake, that's, isn't it? That's rather nice, I think.
Can I have the book here?
Yes, you can. Just be careful, turn the paper, please. But that hedgehog was called. That's called Harriet Hedgehog. And I've made that.
How hard is it?
Oh, very easy to make that cake. Lots of people have made that over the years.
The roof of that cake.
That's right, this is a chocolate cake and they've made the roof out of
biscuits.
Chip finger biscuits again, and they've made a chimney.
You said chips.
Well, I wouldn't say chimney. And is that a butterfly?
Yes. No, just
me. You've seen the calculator, haven't we?
Yeah.
And look at this one.
Kiss.
Why did you say kiss?
It was the wedding.
Oh, I see. I was going to say it looks like a wedding cake. Can you do why you kiss me? Look at this. Now, this cake's called the Bourneville Belle.
I like those.
I bet you do. This is a beautiful little cake made out of Swiss rolls and those mini rolls. And what are the carriages got in them?
Lots of sweets.
Lots of sweets.
Are they real trains?
No, they're just toy trains, yes.
It's really cool.
Is it cool? No, we looked at those, we're going this way.
Oh, that's so nice. I love those trains.
Ah.
Beep, boop, boop.
Don't go. Oh, Thomas.
What?
You just spat all... No, don't do that. All over the page. Don't do that. Right, what's that?
A cake.
But what's that?
Blast-off cake.
It's a rocket. That's right. Well, it's actually cool because it's made of flakes. It's called the Flake 7 rocket. Flake 7 instead of Blake 7. Flake 7, like Blake 7.
Space 7.
And what are these little things called?
I know.
They're like flying saucers and space invaders, aren't they?
What's some space invaders?
Little things that invade space that go dart around in the sky.
Oh, like to see what happens.
In fact, that's a hovercraft, isn't it? Like a flying saucer hovercraft type.
Dun, dun, dun. Look! Dun, dun, dun.
There's little army tools.
Be careful. They're here. Oh, look, that's on a boat.
It's a hovercraft, that, isn't it? Again, made of chocolate and chocolate biscuits.
Might be careful there, here.
Yes, oh, look, those little army figures. That's like the man that drives your army tank.
Like a top. See if it's the same.
Oh, yes, but we don't want the noise of the army tank now, do we?
No, the man.
You can get them on, but please don't start the army tank.
I'll tell you if you can't see it.
Okay, well, it should be there.
Mr. Man, where are you? Want you and you new room. You should be down here.
Can you see him in that white box?
Put him.
In the white box?
No. He's not in.
It's in Otto, well, never mind.
Look, white box.
Yes. No, I mean the army tank's in the box. I don't wear them on. We should be there, shouldn't we? Don't worry about it, Thomas.
No, I'm fine. Oh, I found something else that was on the cake.
What's that? Oh, a tractor, that's right. Well, actually, what happened when Auntie Janet came with Tim, I think it was Tim's birthday, came with Tim and Helen, and I went all over trying to find a tractor small enough to put on top of the cake, and I rang her up and said, when you come to stay with me, will you bring a very small tractor? And I didn't want to tell her it was the top of the cake, because I didn't want to spoil the surprise, and I think she wondered why they were bringing a tractor, and they brought a little blue tractor. So when they saw the cake, we put the tractor on top, and they thought it was really nice.
Is this the tractor that was on the cake?
No. It's many years ago. This is your new tractor, isn't it? So have you seen how they've made these little army tanks?
No.
Covered bits of cake with chocolate, and they've put chocolate buttons for the wheels, mm-hmm. and they've broken up flakes and put them on there to make those, you know, like caterpillar wheels, we call it, don't we? Like the wheels on bulldozers. And do you know what that is?
No.
That's the dartboard.
Oh, dartboard. What's the dartboard?
Well, you've probably never seen anybody playing darts, but this is a dartboard and it goes on the wall. And you have to throw darts onto it and try and hit that in the middle from the bullseye. Right, can you see this pen hit?
Yeah. I'm just going to plough the fields.
Are you plowing the fields? What did we see on that field cake?
Plowing.
And apart from a plough, we saw a scarecrow. What did you spot?
Tractor.
No, what else?
A bunny.
A bunny rabbit. Now look at this. This is a bunny cake all on its own. Do you like that?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Find out there's a tractor coming on a page. Tractor in on the page.
No, that's the books. You probably won't know, like those, because those are little girls' cakes, aren't they?
That's where.
Pardon?
Where's that where?
You look all pink. I like them, but you probably won't.
Me too.
You like this one, though. What's this?
The castle. The girls are definitely not like that.
No, that's a beautiful Isn't that lovely? That's called Soldier Boy, that. And this is a birthday parade. That's a round cake.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, the soldiers, aren't they? It's got chocolate finger biscuits all the way around to form a wall.
What are those? Like long carrots.
Well, I would imagine the birthday cake candles, wouldn't you?
I want some to have what big candles.
Yeah, so I think the soldiers are all holding things, but they're actually birthday candles. I think they're supposed to be their rifles.
No, there's another.
That's right,
you've
got another tractor.
And there's another!
That's it. Oh, look at these, two Swiss rolls together with a flake to make a cannon.
Look, little hedgehog.
Little hedgehog, yeah.
I think that's pretending to be some poo.
Tom, there's not pretending to be some poo, the Maltesers or something like that. Or...
Don't see them on the real road.
This is a treasure chest in here.
Where?
Who's that?
Father Christmas.
That's good, isn't it? What's he supposed to be doing, do you think?
Living presents.
Living presents? Where's he heading off?
Get out of my house.
Down the chimney, isn't he?
Oh, no, to my house.
Oh, look, these are all Christmassy things, aren't they? Look at these Christmas tree biscuits, then.
Would you like one of my biscuits?
Yes, please. And we've looked at that. We used to play from the Valentine's cake.
Oh, have one.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, look.
Incy, wincy spider, meow, meow, meow.
Oh. is a Halloween cake. There's one with a spider's web on. Look at those spider knots. What are they made out of?
Marshmallows.
Yeah! Marshmallows and bits of licorice.
I love licorice.
And then this one is supposed to be a witch on a broomstick that was made out of flakes. And what's going around the side of the cake? Pussycats.
Mum, I love licorice.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether you liked it or not.
Are you going to buy some for me?
I wasn't going to. And bonsai cakes and a Catherine wheel cake.
Whoa, look who's peeking out of one.
He's peeking out of one. Oh, it's Guy Fawkes, isn't it? It's supposed to be a bonfire, that cake, I think.
Oh, but the witch is going to be dead.
The witch? I think so. And these are little cakes, aren't they? Small cakes.
Mouse.
Mice. Pantomime mice. When you've got more than one mouse, Thomas, they're called mice. Little mice. One mouse on its own is a mouse. More than one mouse, it's mice. Okay? Mouses. Oh, look.
What?
Now this one.
Oh, look.
Yes. These.
Look.
This is good for anybody like Boy Scouts. It's a cake. It's an arrow, shaped in an arrow. And it's pointing the way.
To a treasure trail.
That's right, treasure trail. Do you remember we've seen people on treasure trails, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And look, then they've created a little bonfire again with flakes and chocolate biscuits. That was nice, doesn't it?
Look at
that. Oh, it's a whistle. And a compass and a penknife.
Where's the penknife?
There.
What is it?
Well, a penknife is something you carry, especially when you're camping, which is what Boy Scouts do a lot. And it's got a corkscrew and scissors, bottle openers, a knife to cut wood. It does all sorts. Daddy's got a penknife. In fact, I've got a penknife, but I don't use it.
I will need it to chop down the tree.
And what about these cakes? What's this?
A little hut with a cat inside.
In 1992, so I think it's a fun fair. It's supposed to be a circus, isn't it? A merry-go-round. And they've used the animal biscuits, look. To pretend they're the things that you ride on in the merry-go-round, you know? You usually ride on horses, don't you? Right. Now, you know you said, what's this? It's something that's come out of a magazine. Isn't it? It's just a page from a magazine showing wedding cakes.
Are they able to come round here and not fall in this ditch?
Right, you're driving a tractor around the table. I think most of these cakes now are for grown-ups, you know, big people's birthdays.
Move you on.
Oh, look at this, Thomas. What's that one?
A basket of flowers.
A basket of daffodils. That's all made from ices. Oh. Not sure what that is.
Boat.
Is
submarine.
A boat?
Submarine.
Submarine. Is that what you think it is? Do you know what it's called?
No.
A tooty tug.
A tooty tug.
How to make the tooty tug cake. Oh, there's a hedgehog, like the one in the Cadbury's book. This is a different book now. This one's called Henry Hedgehog. And he's pretty much like the other one, isn't he? Oh, and they've got a pirate's treasure chest as well.
I could gobble all the treasure thing in one go.
Okay, you could. It's a chocolate cake and it looks as if it's a treasure chest, and hanging out of it they've got sweeties, chocolate coins.
And real money.
Those chocolate covered coins, do you remember?
And a necklace.
And a necklace, yes. Those are those sweets that are thread on a string, aren't they?
I'm not looking at them. I'm not looking at them. I was looking.
Oh, good. Did she threaten you? You threatened me. What is the matter, sweetie? Do you want to go out? I had a friend, Thomas, when I was growing up called Dawn. I'll tell you this story in a minute. Oh, we need the keys to let her out. I'll tell you about
funny, wasn't it?
My friend, I had two friends whose mums used to make wonderful birthday gifts.
Oh, that's it, funny.
It was. It frightened us both, though, didn't it? Come on,
boss. She wants some food.
she not want to come out?
Nope, she's staring at the food.
It's probably talking about cakes. It's made her a bit hungry.
No! I'm hungry.
Well, we'll have a tea fairly soon.
I want a little snack.
Can I just tell you this little story, Thomas? Mm. I had two friends. I had lots of friends when I was growing up. But two people in particular, I remember, always had beautiful birthday cakes. When we went to their house, their mummies had always made cakes. And one of my friends was called Sandra.
Look at this, Mum. Oh, Mum.
Yes. You're playing with your trailer, aren't you? And her mummy did a cake that Purdy would love. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've made it for Purdy's birthday party. It's a chocolate cake, and you decorate it so it looks as if it's a pussycat. And my other friend, Dawn, her mummy made one beautiful wheelbarrow cake. It looked like a wheelbarrow, green wheelbarrow, full of flowers. And she also had a clock cake, like a cuckoo clock. And I think she had
just have one little
bit of cookie. Not sure. And she had like a hedgehog cake like this as well. And I used to think they were wonderful.
Here's the blue dog. Here's the clock.
That's right, this is a picture of a clock. I thought it was a hickory dickory dot.
Oh, look.
Guess what? It's called a hickory dickory dot cake.
Look, look, look.
Yes.
You can do that from the picture. Which car is that?
It says a peppermint racer. This is a green car, isn't it?
Those balls are nice.
Those little silver balls, they are nice, aren't they? They've been used to decorate. Now, what is that?
I think it's a witch's den. And she's not very pleased.
Oh gosh, I didn't see that. This is...
It's not very pleased.
It's a gingerbread house. That looks beautiful. I would love to have a go at making that.
I think it's that. The
second
one
is
in
it. Hansel and Gretel. Yes. Well, this
she's
is
not very pleased.
It's a beautiful gingerbread house.
She's not pleased.
And the pumpkin.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I think it's supposed to be the chimney. It looks like licorice all sorts with a bit of cotton wool coming out of the top. Especially
the
smoke.
Cotton wool.
What sort of sweets do they use to decorate the house?
I don't know what those are, but I don't know what those are doing. They use licorice sweets, but. I don't know what those are, I don't know what those are, I don't know what those are, I don't know what those are.
I think you know jelly tots and Smarties, don't you? And Dolly mixtures, do you remember Dolly mixtures?
No.
Oh, Dolly mixtures are nice sweets. Don't tell you about that. No, this little witch next to the gingerbread house is actually a puppet. And I saw a little while ago in a charity shop a puppet like that, but it was a dragon.
Doo-doo!
That's a computer cake.
Use your hands, it's going to be this.
What kind of cakes are those?
Spaceships. Beep.
Oh, this is a good one. How old do you think this little girl called Laura is?
Eight.
Because the cake shaped like a number eight. And I think the others are grown-up people's cakes. Oh, they're not. Look at those.
Yeah, can we do something now?
Tortoises.
Do something now.
Well, what I'd like you to do, we've got to practice a little bit of drawing, Thomas.
No, I don't want to draw drawing already.
No.
At school.
No, but when that's at school now. Now, you pretend that, can we take this away? We're using a slate now. Now, could you pretend? Pardon?
You can show that to Daddy.
Oh, Daddy saw that. Can you pretend now this is a cake?
Okay, I'll draw it.
You pretend that's a cake and you decorate it and tell me how you decorate it, what you're putting on top.
Can I put it in Smarties on?
Are you? What sort of cake are you making?
Well, we'll wait and see.
Wait and see. I will.
But you'll guess by now.
It looks like you're making a face, are you?
curly.
Curly hair. Looks like Kira.
Well, it's not.
Is it not? Oh, I just thought, Kira.
She's got a broomstick.
Oh, it's a witch's cake.
What else do people have?
What else do people have? They have legs.
Yeah,
they draw some big bottom at top, I'm sure. Do.
I'm going to draw. I'm going to do her hairs. Two. Their hairs. Look at their hairs. Two. Hair, yeah. Oh, there's the witch. Broomstick!
What's that, a broomstick?
That is frozen. Ooh, it's so thick.
Now look, here's a nice picture of a cake, a cake that looks like a house. Now that looks very easy to make, doesn't it?
It has got lots of soot.
Lots of soot, do you think? I think that's just the ceiling, the roof. And clearly sneezing. You can make lots of things. You know how we make things with Play-Doh?
Make.
Look, you can make things with marzipan, like these animals.
Marzipan!
Not marzipans, marzipan. Look, you see these fruits?
That's right. Should I draw another
cake? Yes, draw a clock cake this time.
I want to draw one that I want to.
That's okay.
I'm
going to
draw an army cake.
An army cake, that's right. Well, you've seen one in the book. Do you want to have another look at the pictures?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes? Shall we try and find it again in this book? It would be good, wouldn't it?
Look, you can make them from the legs. You from there?
Yes. I'm just looking at this. This Halloween, we've got another book with a Halloween cake, but this one's good. It says melt 4 ounces of chocolate and mix in 2 ounces of Rice Krispies. Well, that's those chocolate crispy things we make. Mould into several simple figures and drape over white fondant icing. And then you just pop 2 of the chocolate covered Rice Krispies on them. Ooh. They are brilliant. We'll have to make some of those, Tom, won't we?
Yeah, can I go to the army thing? Put the army thing there.
Right, let's just find the page it was on. Oh, just seen one there we haven't seen. Look.
Oh, yeah. Dumpty.
That's a picture.
That's a soldier.
Oh, look what they've done. They've got an ordinary Easter egg.
Oh, the pig didn't fall down.
No, and they've put some marzipan on to make legs and the hat and arms. And then they've got 2 colours of cake, a plain cake and a chocolate cake. And they've put one on top of the other so it looks like he's on the wall. Brilliant.
Dumpty
sat on the... There we are. There's the army cake, look.
Mm-hmm.
It says, oh, that's a hovercraft. And those are army tanks. Were those the ones?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you draw that for me, please.
No. Excuse me,
can I just
put it on? I can't
really. Could you
light
the light on?
I've got to
put
it like that.
All right, you want it to put it flat. Look at this, Thomas. This is a christening cake for a little boy with a train on it. And do you know what the little boy's name is?
No.
Marcus. Oh, Lucas called Marcus.
Right.
That's right. You can take your time. Just do it slowly, but tell me all the time what you're doing.
Now I'm just doing the gum bit.
Doing the gum bit. Gum bit, right.
Like
a button. Do it nice and slow, you don't rush it. Oh look, there's another bunny rabbit cake there.
Shooting a bomb.
Is it? That's pretty good that, Thomas. That's very good. Now you're going to try and draw the hovercraft or a soldier. How about drawing a soldier to go with the
army? I'm
going to
draw the sea.
Are you? Oh, you can draw a sea quite easily, can't you?
Scribble!
No, you don't scribble, Thomas, no. I want you to concentrate more, not just scribble. I want you to enjoy it. Draw something properly.
And then a big army tank.
Look at this cake, a flying saucer.
Yeah.
That's got... Have you come across those chocolates called matchsticks? They're either orange or mint.
Yeah.
And it's chocolate covered coins again, isn't it?
Mm.
Look at this
one. A big square.
You could draw this cake. This is a man sitting on the edge of a bank, fishing. And you see the cake's covered in fish and a frog.
And square.
Oh. And this one is the house at Pooh Corner cake, it says. Pooh Corner. House at Pooh Corner. No, it's Minnie the Pooh, not that type of poo. One day when Pooh Bear had nothing else to do, he thought he would do something, so he went round to Piglet's house. It's a good one. These are nice cakes. Look at
Sorry,
these.
Sorry, to me. No one that's going up to there. Now stupid.
Because I interrupted you. Hmm. Oh dear. Well, I got very excited because I saw. That's the noise of Thomas clearing the screen on his mega sketcher.
I think I'm going to draw some seas.
Look, there's a lighthouse cake there. So the lighthouse is near sea. Are they beautiful big waves?
Yep.
Could you draw some fish to go in the sea?
Yeah, that will. And that's what I'm going to draw now.
What's your shark? A shark. You draw a shark. That's wonderful.
Mummy, draw a sea.
Yes. And there's a windmill cake. Oh, look at this. A pink elephant. Oh, no. Is this a story you know, Thomas? Right, so there are waves, are they? Where's the shark? Do you remember last night you were listening to some music and you said, oh, heck, no, you didn't say that. I've just noticed that the battery's, the light's gone red up there. We heard some music, we're listening to some classical music, and you said, oh, this sounds like scary music. Mm. And the music that always makes me think of sharks coming out of the water is da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll have a quick change of battery. You draw me a shark, or something nice like that.
And then can we play? Yeah, I can play the battery.
Why don't you draw a battery? Or draw around the battery. That's practice of drawing around something. Because it's quite a good shape, that.
Can you draw around the battery?
You can. No. I put the battery on the sketchy thing. Now, this picture, Thomas, is called There Was an Old Woman Who Lived in a Shoe. Do you know that nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
She had so many children, she didn't know.
What to do?
These are nice, but there's a yacht cake and a roundabout cake. And there's another clock. Oh, now look at this one. What's this?
I don't know.
Do you know what that's called? No. This is called an igloo. In very cold places, Thomas, where there's lots and lots and lots of snow, people who live there are called Eskimos, and they wear lots of fur to keep them warm. They eat a lot of fish. Look, he's fishing. And they build houses out of snow.
That must be his igloo.
It is his igloo, yes.
Mum, is it always snow there?
Yes, it's the North Pole, places like that.
And no bears come in.
Well, there might be some bears around, yes. That's where he gets his fur from, bear skin. Guess what? Bear alert. Oh, this is a tractor cake now.
Oh, what's the one I'll
show you? And a stables cake.
Oh, that's the one! Sorry, guys. Why not run?
It's on the back of this book, that's where. This is Marks and Spencer's book. Called Cakes and Cake Decorating.
When I want to play in the room.
It's okay.
Yeah, what do you play?
I'd like you to carry on doing some drawing, please. Yeah. You've got to practice doing drawing.
I'm going to draw a conservatory.
Yeah, let's draw a conservatory. Very good. How about I give you a ruler and you practice drawing some straight lines?
What's a ruler?
A ruler? You know what a ruler is.
No. No. Writing.
Do you know something you can make straight lines with?
Oh yeah, ruler. Ah, does it make does it make me rule? Does it make me give new rules?
No, it's not that type of ruler.
Please.
It's a very nice ruler, Thomas, because this one, look, has pictures of animals. I don't bend it because it will break. And it's a new ruler. We got that at a fair a long time ago.
We went to the animal fair. Look at this.
Yeah. I'll pop it the other way around and you can see all the animals. Can you see?
Ooh, look.
It's shiny, isn't it? It's
but Mum, this was up in the window. Look, it's up.
Yes, that's right, that's right. You keep turning your head. No, it's not by doing that. You turn your head or move the ruler. And the elephant's trunk is up and then it's down. I'm just wondering if Birdie's gone out. No. Right. And what you do is you actually hold the ruler, Thomas. Hold the ruler steady. Hold the ruler with one hand. It fits perfectly into this. Hold the ruler with one hand.
No, and you can use it.
Well, no, because I'm looking through this. Now that's drawing straight lines, isn't it? But you need to hold the ruler. Why don't you try sometime just holding the pen in the other hand? So I just want to say.
That's the way it's great.
It isn't it? Oh, look, Dougal. That's that dog on Magic Roundabout I was telling you about.
Dougal, let's just. Mum, can I show you something, Mum?
No, don't draw on that. Right, draw some more straight lines for me, Thomas. You could draw... What could you draw with straight lines? You could draw a box.
Okay.
There's another birthday cake there, about the old woman who lived in a shoe, look. That's a nice one.
I see the old woman.
Honey, where's the old woman?
Up there.
You think so? I think it's all the children, isn't it?
And there's one.
I'm not surprised she didn't know what to do. So many children she didn't know what to do, and one of them's climbing the roof. Oh dear. It's a bit much, isn't it? There's a train there, please.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just go very slow. You don't have to rush with this.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
I do. I finished.
That's lovely. Now, what are you going to put in the box?
You.
Well, are you going to draw me then inside the box? I bet you put the lid on tight, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Poor mummy.
Mm, sticky paper.
Well, what?
I have the bloody structure in the box.
Yes. Right, you've got all your wooden lattice here. Why don't you either put some letters in and spell a word or trace round some letters?
Here's a stupid smelly tractor. That's smelly tractor.
Well, why don't you clear the screen and draw a tractor, Thomas? Or a train or a truck or something like that. Something that you really want to draw.
I'm not going to draw things. No, I want to draw nothing.
Well, why don't you play with the alphabet then?
No, that's boring.
Well, it might be boring, but we do have to do it, Thomas, at some time.
I choose.
Pardon?
I want to choose what I want to do.
It's got to be at the table.
No, it does not need to be. I'm going.
No, just stay for a few minutes. Well, look, we've another book to get, haven't we? That one with the ghosty cake. Oh, look at this. Look at that. This is called a Puffin Billy steam train cake. And that's made with lots of sweets, isn't it? Lollipops. And who's this? Kevin the kitten. And lots of gingerbread houses, Thomas. Look at these sweets here. Those are the ones that Mummy likes, aren't they?
Look, what are the trees made out of?
Lollipops.
And it's a football match cake.
You would love that.
And what, Luke, what do you think, Sam? That's nice, isn't it? And you looked at this one before, didn't you? A teddy bear.
Carrots,
yeah, that looks like a Harvest Festival cake. You like doing things like making carrots and peas with your Play-Doh, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I want to play the Play-Doh. I'm playing the Play-Doh. Yeah, please. What did you tell me?
Pardon?
Don't you play the Play-Doh?
I just want to find this. This, Thomas, I want you to look at this, please.
Nash, Nash, what is that?
Sit down, please.
Oh, don't look. Good.
Just let's look at this.
Oh, look at what it is. I need to know what it is. It's only a book. But my head is pushing me.
Push you in, it should be.
Oh, look,
right. Right, now this now isn't a cookery book.
Well, this, maybe the trick is meat.
Now, listen, this book is called cooked. Lookalikes, and it says discover a land where things are not as they appear. Turn to any page, just turn to any page, it doesn't matter which page.
No, this one.
Train, now. Just have a look at all the things it's made of.
Yeah, a suitcase.
A suitcase.
The real train.
A pair of scissors there, look. An old box.
Apples. And a toyman.
When you look at all these pictures, they just look like, oh, it's a picture of a train, but when you actually look, but there's old batteries and an old film.
Oh, and an old screen. And a screen. And a little tumbler. And a candle. And a candle. And big suitcases.
Yeah, so I think the funnels are made of things like cotton reels, aren't they? That's your dream job.
Oh no! We're on the food!
It says our long trip is over, the train is in the station. It's time to use your imagination. Start searching for lookalikes right in this tunnel. See the top of the newsstand. It looks like a funnel.
Dummy head.
Oh, it is, it's a dummy, isn't it? A baby's bottle. Oh wow. Now this one's supposed to be. I'm just putting the lights on.
I found a coin!
Quite dark, have you?
Two coins.
Yes. Look, can you see what the bricks are made of?
No.
Biscuits, crackers.
Oh, what?
And that's, well, that's actually somebody's jumper, isn't it? Buttoned up. The peanut. It says, while we're in town, let's stop at the store. It's packed with lookalikes from ceiling to floor.
No,
oh, it says the lamp's made out of sweets. Let's have a look at the lamp.
Hola.
The park and the zoo, that's nice, isn't it?
Look at the lower steps are made of.
Dominoes.
Oh, look at that. Flowers. Sweet.
The little gravel path's beans, isn't it? It's too dark.
Oh, lucky,
this is a nice fairground, isn't it? What do you like going on at the fair?
I like sweets and I like going
The big wheels. Oh, look at the big wheel, it's made of scissors. Can you see?
Hope I don't get chopped.
No, it isn't a real...
Oh, candy floss.
Candy floss. And ice creams. Now, a real spinning wheel isn't made of scissors, is it? Wow. Oh, look at this. This lady's sitting on a sofa, but look what it is.
What?
It's a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Can
you see?
Yeah. Oh, there's a tape.
Oh, look.
Pliers and crayons.
Oh, what's this?
That's somebody's glove, isn't it?
Look like the dragon has fallen on a pencil.
Pencil, yeah. Oh, look at the cushions on the seats. They're biscuits as well, aren't they? Crackers.
Look what the lean bits are.
That's right, they're biscuits as well, aren't they? I've forgotten what the cushions are.
Jelly there.
And they've used...
Look, he's controlling them.
He is. What's he using? What's he sitting in?
Biscuit.
Oh, I don't think he's sitting in
a biscuit. Look, at a bottle.
He's sitting on a bottle top. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a barbecue.
Mushroom.
The traffic lights are made out of sweets, aren't they?
They're M&M's.
M&M's, are they?
Look, they're blue. Are they traffic lights? No.
That's true, you don't get blue traffic lights, can you? I'll tell you what, they've used biscuits and lots of things, and dominoes, and scissors. Oh, and I can see a polo.
Where?
The polo is on the boat pretending to be a life...
Life cone.
What do they call those, life boys? Yeah, but do you know what the cone is, can you see?
Oh,
another. It's actually the tip of a pencil, isn't it?
But there's another.
And they've used matchsticks, look, to make... railings.
Mm.
Oh, and fig rolls to make a chimney.
Oh, look!
Is that a scrubbing brush?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, and what's in the back of the lorry? Can you see what those are?
No.
Cotton buds, you know, like I clean your ears with.
Look what we're going to rock that roof is.
That's crackers.
Yeah,
it actually tells you on each page what it was made from.
We're back into the dummy.
The train station, that's it.
I don't think we're quite at the end.
Not quite at the end. I think Grandad would like that book, Thomas, don't you?
Why?
Because Grandad would like looking at that. Each picture is a scene.
Look, there she is again.
Yes, and the scenes are all made up of different things that you would find in the house. But you put them together to make a fascinating model.
I'm just playing.
Alright.
What's your button?
I want to just draw a boat or a train.
Okay. Right.
In a moment. Right, let's put these into order, please.
Yes.
Shall we trace around some of these?
Okay.
Right, what?
Okay, I want to trace around.
Which is your favourite letter? These are lowercase letters from the alphabet.
It's always that lion. That lion. You probably can draw a lion. I'm going to try X today.
X. Well, you have to copy it rather than draw around it. Actually copy what you see. X isn't a letter that's used in many words, is it?
They're hard.
They're not hard, are they?
Yes,
they are. Look, an X is just like doing a kiss on the bottom of a card.
Ew!
Right, try it with your right hand and try it with your left hand.
Oh, no.
What you do with a cross, an X is like that, Thomas. There you are. Try it with your right hand and then try it with your left hand and tell me which is the easiest to hold the pen in. Come on, we'll only do this for a few minutes, then we'll have to see.
Then
we'll
have no playing.
We will. Come on, just try this, or would you prefer to do an A? An A?
No.
Try an X.
Mm.
Right, so that's with your right hand.
That's a
two. Well, try just an X, like this. Try with your right hand and try with your left hand. And tell me which you find easier.
All of them are hard.
It's not hard, darling. No, I think sometimes when you're a baby, you used to use your left hand for nearly everything. And since you've learnt to write, you're using your right hand. And I'm thinking one of the reasons you might be finding writing hard is because you've been told to put the pen in this hand. And I think you might find it easier using the hand that you use to do other things. I don't want you to get upset, but I'm just saying, let's just try using both hands and telling me which you find the pen most comfortable in.
None of them, that hurts me, and the pencil in that one, it hurts me on that one.
It shouldn't hurt, Thomas. Writing shouldn't, it shouldn't hurt you.
No,
it shouldn't hurt. Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
We're practicing writing and we're getting a bit upset.
I'm in a bit of a rush now.
Oh, yes. This is going to wear off, so I've forgotten my stretch.
I told you.
It's bad.
What
was it?
No sound.
No, turn the sound down.
Oh.
It's Tullytubbies, isn't it? Over the hills and far away, Mummy and Thomas are going to play with these letters.
No. I'm working.
Right.
Oh, there's a U.
Oh, which one? Oh, it's my friend Bo. Hello, Bo. Oh, it's Lala. Oh, goodness me, Lala shot out so high. She was going to fall over. What do you think they're doing now?
Kissing
each other. Like this.
No!
Right, come on, Tom, let's do this together.
I think you are not the right kiss.
Right, what we'll do is...
The la, bro, la.
Right, we'll take turns. The A's there. Now it's B. You find a B, then I'll find a C.
Oh, what's B?
You need to go in that slot there.
What's B? B's.
Right, well done, you've done B. Now, shall I do C?
I'm going to do D.
You do D, that's right. Shall I... Is this right for C?
Yeah.
Right, you do D then. Oh, that's F. A, B, C. Where's D?
C,
D. No, that's B. D. A, B, C, D. Where's the E? I can see it.
Not me.
It's an orange one.
E.
Tell you what, I'll put the light on because it's dark, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's darkish. I've got no job to see.
No.
It's a weedy part. Right, what's that for? A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
G, E.
Where's the G? Go. Do it in order, then we learn the alphabet as well.
Baby.
It's a red one.
Red, ready, ready, red.
One, done.
I want to go over and go.
Go over and go, that's right.
I want to go over and go. Look at it, it's go and go.
It's go, and it looks like a six when it's upside down, isn't it? And what's afterwards? Her for Henry. Yes, that's right. Well, no, if you're doing the alphabet, it must go next to go, mustn't it, Thomas?
Go. Where's go?
No, you just put it in. I. No, that was... No. That was right. No, it wasn't actually. It's I. I think, are you sitting on it?
No.
Yes, you are. I. The J's already there. What comes next?
Kicking.
Kicking King. L.
I must be saying something.
Well, Tullytubbies are saying something. No, L. Do L. Do it in the order of the alphabet. No, that's not.
I don't know where
I'm going. H-I-J-K. Where's L? The yellow one.
There's me on the yellow one.
L. And then what is it? Which one? You're having a little snooze. Right. Underneath the ridges.
Boy.
At the M. Where's the M? M for moon. If you're having a sleep, you must be sleeping under the moon. Where's the M for moon? That's it. Right.
I'm going to make myself.
No, you're not. Come on, let's just do this, please. Come on. Come on, Tom. You get a bit upset and tell me. But you don't know this like the other children do. What? The only way you can do is to practice. Go on, in a few minutes it'll be tea time, so let's get this done quick.
I know you're tired.
I know you are. No. Right, you know what's after M? Because you keep telling me about somebody you know.
Nathan.
Right, well it's N then, isn't it?
Nah.
What do you call Nathan?
Naughty Nick Nathan.
Yeah. The O and the P are there. What comes next?
Qua.
Qua. Is that qua?
Yes.
And then what?
The open bag.
Which one now, Thomas? Mine, because you heard some other.
I've got a bag.
Come on, R.
R.
Just finish these off, because if you're not going to do it with me, I'll go and you'll have to do it on your own.
Whoa.
Right, come on. We'll do it together.
Oh, in your bite now.
Yes, I'd have it. My leg's bleeding, that's why I'm saying be careful with it. Right, you just put these last ones in order. And tell me which letter it is as you put it in.
Okay, I don't know where that goes. If I don't know, can I put it...
it did, didn't it?
If I don't know where it goes, then I just tell you.
Yes.
I don't know, so I don't know.
If you work it out, if you work it out, it goes N O P Q R S. It was going that one. Work through your alphabet.
A. As A.
Well, A is right at the beginning, isn't it?
A B.
No, we've done A B C up there.
B H Y B L O P. You are right. Do you read to be
you? Well, you just said it. You just said S T. So where's the T go? First comes first. No, it doesn't go that side. You just said S T. S
B
S T. And the last one. Yeah. Right, you're going to sing a little song for me.
Oh, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, Y, I, K, L, M, N, F, E, Q, R, S, T, U, R, V, W, X, Y, and Z. No, I know my A, B, C. Next time you join in with me.
I'll try. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, that's I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W,
X, Y, Z. Are you seeing the last bit?
I don't know the last bit. Right, how does it end though? We've done A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my A, B, C. Next time, can you join me
with me? Right. Well, I know a different one. I know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
L.
I know a different one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-E-V-W-X-Y-Z. Look at that little boy and tell it if he's watering the flowers with his yellow watering can. Who's got a yellow watering can just like that? Just like that. What flowers do you think he's watering? Oh, whoops-a-daisy. He's just accidentally poured it all over his head. Is that Daddy here again?
Find it weird.
Maybe you find it is. Oh, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Don't you play with me? I wonder if you think you can.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get the tears. No.
Welcome, Daddy, for later.
Well, it's tea time. I've just finished doing that jigsaw, Daddy.
That's my news now.
Oh,
no. Give me some tears.
No, no,
it is. Give me some tears.